So let's go ahead and get ourselves into the call tonight. It's my extreme pleasure to bring to the call our team leader. She graces us every now and then with her brilliance, and tonight's the night. So I'm very excited to bring her to the call. For those of you that are new, she is an absolutely accomplished individual. She's been recognized on stage with the likes of Jim Rohn, Jack Canfield, John Gray. She's an extraordinary speaker. She's an extraordinary trainer. She's a just absolutely phenomenal individual. She's a great mom. She's a great wife. She's an athlete. She's an educated person. She's taught in universities. You know, it just the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that I really like about her is that she's just down to earth. She's a regular human being, regular person, very approachable, just like you and I. So, I mean, in fact, she loves it when you see her in an open place and come up and give her a big hug. And that's one of the things I really like about her is that she's just so real. And so it gives me great pleasure to ask her to come out to the call tonight and step forward. So, Miss Susan Sly, would you step out, please?
Well, thanks so much, Kevin. And it's great to be here with you. And I always love your energy for hosting the Team Success Call. And hopefully you can hear me okay now. I was having some challenges with my phone earlier, but how does it sound?
Well, you know, I have to be honest with you. You still sound a little faded, but we'll be real quiet and we'll make do.
Okay, well, great, and I'll speak up. The other thing I do want to announce is for the Celebration Blitz event in Atlanta, I am going to be doing one Celebration Blitz event with Lisa DeMayo, and that is going to be on Tuesday, September 16th. And I just have to confirm that with everyone. And Monday, this is a new one. There's going to be a Celebration Blitz event in Durham, North Carolina, and that is going to be with the beautiful Michelle Castle. So please do mark your calendars. Look for those Celebration Blitz events. They are going to be powerful. We want to see a lot of momentum coming out of Celebration. And so, like Kevin says, events truly do help us to build our business. And, you know, what a better way, especially once you come from Celebration, of really sharing the message of what's going on with Isagenics. So tonight, it's my privilege to talk about the Zen of prospecting. And you may be saying, oh, my gosh, Susan, you know, prospecting is hard. I get the cold sweats. My palms start, you know, sweating. My heart's palpitating when I think about prospecting. And the thing is, we know we need to prospect. We know we need to bring in new people, and we know we need to teach our people to do the same. And I think we can all agree. Just nod your head, yes, Susan, I can agree to that. But sometimes why isn't it we do what we know we're supposed to do? Well, sometimes we don't feel supported. We think, well, you know, my family isn't supporting me. My friends are criticizing me. I'm going out there and doing this. And, you know, I have to deal with, oh, you're the pyramid queen or you're the pyramid king and you're never going to be successful. So you're not feeling that support. And so if you're getting that on a daily basis, you think, gosh, why would I want to do this? Why would I want to beat myself up? Or maybe perhaps you fear the word no. And the thing I learned from the amazing Jeffrey Combs is people rarely ever say no to you. They just don't say, no, I'm not going to do this. They actually come up with a series of excuses. And, you know, well, this doesn't sound good. Or I was doing a three-way call today, and the gal said, you know, this isn't the right time for me. So she wouldn't commit to the word no, but it was, like, not the right time. You know, when is now the right time, right? But sometimes, you know, that can knock us down. You know, we see that people aren't enrolling with us, nothing's happening on our teams, and we just feel apathetic. And it's like, okay, why would I keep on doing this? I'm just going to give up. And we feel all this anxiety. We feel pressure. We feel nauseous. And if you can relate, I can't see you, just nod your head and go, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. So some of the things we do to try and fix this, we get on calls. So we get on this call, we get on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team call. It's like, okay, if I listen, maybe I'll just get the motivation to go talk to people. I've got to make myself go talk to people. When you begin to say words like that, you put a lot of stress on your body. And when you put the stress on your body, your cortisol levels begin to go up. And that's your stress hormone. You can gain weight, especially around the midsection. You have trouble sleeping. Usually you wake up between 2 and 4 in the morning. And you just feel this tremendous anxiety. And you know, when you feel like I've got to go talk to people, I've got to go get people to join me, being in that position, who is going to want to sign up with you? Because they're going to feel your energy. And, you know, I want you to realize that it doesn't have to be hard. And 9 times out of 10, it's not anything other than you making it hard for yourself. And so tap yourself on the chest right now and say, I make it hard for me. And I'm doing that with myself too, because in the past I did make it hard for myself. So yeah, I want you to know you can learn to connect with greater ease. There's no question. And you can have people calling you instead of you chasing people. And I want you to imagine just for a moment, close your eyes and just imagine that your prospecting is becoming fluid. It's effortless. It's much easier. And just know that it is possible. So tonight what I'm going to share from my heart are 8 key principles about prospecting that I've learned over time. And if you apply these and really get out there and do these things, they can be game changers for you, okay? And just know that some of these are more detailed than others. You may say, gosh, I know a lot of this stuff. But if you're not getting the results that you know you want and you are capable of, then I would encourage you to really get present in this audio. Really, really focus in. And, you know, recently I was asked to train the prospecting piece at Celebration. That's a huge piece. And I was saying, you know, gosh, you know, this is a massive honor, but there's other things I'd love to teach. Like, I want to teach people how to organize their office, do all that stuff. But, you know, Kathy said, will you do this? And so I've spent a lot of time really meditating and praying over prospecting, and I realized there's a whole part of it other than just go talk to people that really deserves to come to light. And so as I share this information, I want you just to take notes, absorb it in, and understand we can all get better. And even some of the top recruiters, there are people on this team who recruit 21 people in a week. Guess what? We can all get better. We can all improve. And either you're in one of the following 3 places, so write these down. Number one, you know you need to prospect, but you're not doing it. Okay? Number one. Number two, you're prospecting and you're enrolling, but no one on your team is doing it. Okay, you're not duplicating. And number three, you are in a place where you're prospecting, your team is prospecting, you're rank advancing, you're doing all these things, right? We just announced another 6-figure earner, and I want to congratulate Faye. She just achieved 3-star Golden Circle. And so, you know, it's because she's running. She has these running mates they're out there doing, and all of these rank advancements we've heard from Stacey Muscati and Nancy McAllister and all the people that are rank advancing, it's because their people are running with them, right? And so wherever you are tonight, just know you can get better. Stop beating yourself up. We can always improve, and life is going to throw us some curves, there's no question. But just know that the more we focus on becoming better as leaders and better within ourselves, the right people are going to show up. So, you know, you may be saying, Susan, I bet it's easy for you to recruit. You know, you have a great money story, you have a health story. But you know what? I want to tell you something. It isn't a switch you just turn on and off. And I used to really, really be bad at prospecting. When I first gotten started in network marketing, I was involved in a health company. I thought, well, I'm a nutritionist. I'm a trainer. This is going to be so easy for me. Everyone's just going to say yes. But, you know, I kind of thought I was excited, so everyone else was going to be excited. You know what? That didn't happen. And I started to run into some brick walls, and I began to beat myself up. I was like, oh, you suck. You're never going to be good at this. Pardon me for saying that, but that's what I was saying to myself. And, you know, I'd look in the mirror, and I'd be like, you loser, what's wrong with you? And, you know, my family thought I was crazy and didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to do the business. They didn't want to do the product. Chris at one point said, choose me or choose network marketing. And it was really, really tough. And, you know, I got so attached to prospects. So I had this one prospect, and his name was Nick. And Nick was a friend of mine, and he was a commercial realtor. I had done some favors for him and helped him out. And I thought, you know what, Nick's going to get involved because he owes me favors. So I take my upline, and we go, and we meet with Nick. And I'm, like, convinced he's going to join. And he even studied network marketing at university, super smart guy. And, you know, the upline is doing the presentation. I'm like, how can he say no? And guess what? He said no. And I got really discouraged. And I thought, even if the person who I think is going to say yes absolutely, you know, doesn't want to do this, how am I ever going to be successful? And I saw other people getting ahead, and I read the magazines. It's like, so-and-so bought their dream home, and so-and-so did this. And I got jealous, and I got petty, and I did all of those things, right? I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. And what I began to realize is that, you know, I had to get right with me. And all the stories I told myself, well, I'm just not going to do my warm market. So I went out and bought all these leads, and I ran ads, and I was like, I'm just not going to talk to people I know because they don't want to do it. But perfect strangers in, you know, other states and provinces are going to want to do it. I mean, I told myself crazy stuff like that. But, you know, I had to become the right person. And write this down, I had to become attractive to people. You see, when you become attractive to people, I'm not talking about the color of your hair and the watch you wear and all of that stuff. I'm talking about magnetic. And have you ever met a person? It doesn't matter if they're older, younger, if they're heavier, if they're leaner, if they're, you know, whatever color of the skin that they have, and you just magnetize toward them. And this happens to me on a daily basis. At my house here, I've had people come through all day. And, you know, one of the people is just like instant friendship, you know, and you have people that show up like that in your life, this magnetism, this attractor factor. And I want you to visualize people coming to you and they're saying, gosh, there's something about you. I need to know, what is it you do? You know, why is it that, you know, you always have this energy, you're so positive, right? So it's about this work on the inside that makes prospecting easier. You see, and we can go attend courses and listen to audios, and we want to do all of those things. I'm going to be teaching at Eric Worre's conference in November. I'm one of the keynotes again this year. I'm so excited. And we need to do those things. But it's the stuff between the ears that is going to turn that magnet on for you, right? And that's where you invite the easy in and begin to, you know, really get in this place where prospecting is fun, where it's effortless, that I could wake you up at 3 in the morning and say, hey, Kevin, let's, you know, go outside right now and go connect with people. You're like, yes, let's do that. That sounds like a lot of fun, right? And so it's being in this place and getting out of the anxiety and the overwhelm and the, you know, all of that energy and getting into the place of peace and attractiveness, and that's what we're going to work on right now. So the first principle that I'm going to share with you tonight is slow down to speed up. You see, so often we have this anxiety and we want to go talk to people and we have to say the right thing, be the, you know, all of these things. And you're thinking, gosh, you know, I don't know if I can really do this because I have to be perfect. I have to, you know all about amino acids. I have to know about probiotics. I have to know every nuance of the executive leadership pool. And you don't. You don't. You see, that stuff is the voice in your head telling you that you have to be that way, and you don't, okay, because there's always, and I'll get to that, there are always other people who can know those answers. So have you ever had to go somewhere, and you know you have to get there at a certain time, and, you know, you leave the house, you can't find your keys, and you're, like, you know, sweating, and you go out, and you run into all this traffic, and, you know, you're like, ah, you just want to scream, right? And you think, well, did I pick a bad time of day, or this always happens to me? You know, it's just this, you know, it's like one thing after another. But conversely, have you ever wanted to go somewhere and you got there with no delays? And there was, it was like amazing. There was no traffic. You're just like, you got there ahead of time. You had a great conversation. Well, was it a good traffic day, or what was really the difference here? It's that your emotions, tap yourself on the chest, say, my emotions are what attract everything to me, good and bad. So if we are in a state of anxiety, we are going to attract anxiety to us, and we're going to attract things that create more anxiety. If we are in a state of love, bliss, peace, in these higher conscious emotions, then everything becomes easy and people start calling you saying, oh my gosh, I saw on Facebook you were doing something. I need to do it too, and I need to be in with the president's pack. And you'll be like phoning me going, Susie, I can't believe this. And I'll say, yeah, I can't believe it. Because you were in that state and it was powerful. You know, and I know it happens for me in all aspects of my life. When I wake up, and this is why, you know, team success, we're organized. This is why I always teach you, wake up and have those gentle moments to yourself in the beginning. Do not turn on your phone right away. You wake up and you do your prayers, you do your meditation, you take some cleansing breaths, you reconnect with who you are as a divine child of God, and you get in this place of saying, you know what, all is right with me. And Jeffrey Combs, the new affirmation, I am me, I am free, right? I am me, I am free. I am here with a greater purpose. And you have that and watch what happens in your day. And you've got to slow down as opposed to waking up. It's like, oh, I've got to look at my phone. I've got to see who called me and I've got to go on Facebook. It's like that energy in the morning is too frantic and you are never, ever, ever going to attract people to you in that state, okay? So, you know, here's the thing. When we come into these conversations and we're connecting with people, we want to be relaxed. Okay, write that down. You want to be relaxed. You want to release the attachment to the outcome. People will pick up on your energy, whether it's through Facebook, it's Skyping, over the phone, whatever, thousands of miles away. They're going to pick up on your energy. This person reeks of desperation. And even though you're like, well, Susan, I could win the Academy Award. I am, you know, just calm or whatever. No, you can't. People feel it. Okay? So you, when you want to have more people to talk to than you have time, as Jeffrey says, more people to talk to than you have time. And then you release that attachment. Okay? And when we're attached to a person, like I was to Nick, then he could feel it. And even though this business might have been great for him, this is before Isagenics, you know, he felt my desperation. And if someone thinks you're only interested in that in them because of their credit card and getting started in your business, they are going to run away. Just like when you go into a business and it's commission sales and people are all over you, it's incredibly stressful and you're just like, get away from me. I just want to look at Spanx. Go away. You know, whatever it is, right? So you're in that place, right? So you understand you've been on the receiving end. So I want you to consider this and help to relax and slow down to speed up. So according to the World Health Organization, just in 2008, 1.4 billion people aged 20 and over were obese in the entire world. So if your Uncle Carlos, who's 100 pounds overweight, isn't saying yes, your business can still go on. Believe me, if your mission in life is to help people who are obese get healthy, there's lots of people. There's over 1.5 billion of them out there right now. An Inc. magazine survey of 20-somethings, this was done back in 2013, last year, found that 63% of Gen Y want to start their own business. So maybe your son or daughter is like, Mom, you're stupid. Dad, you're stupid. Or your nephew or your niece or whatever. Guess what? There are other Gen Y people out there. There are. Okay? It's amazing. There are so many. 63%. So chances are, if you set the intention to begin to have great conversations with people in Gen Y every single day, you know, chances are 2 out of 3 of them are going to have a degree in interest in starting their own business. Almost 17 million people, get this, participate in network marketing just in the United States. So if your friend who's done network marketing before isn't currently interested and you have the intention to attract some great network marketers to your team, there are lots of them out there, okay? They're great people. Sometimes great people end up in bad companies. Sometimes great people have bad experiences, okay? Sometimes great people end up in a place where, you know, they've been out of the industry, they're kind of jaded, but once they get in the right company, the right culture, like Isagenics, then boom, they can be successful, and there are lots of examples of that. Oh, my gosh. You see, when you adopt an abundant mentality, write this down, I am adopting an abundant mentality, that you slow down to speed up, you release the attachment, you just get focused on having great conversations, then guess what happens? Miracles. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're going to Facebook me, you're going to do all this. You'll be like, Susan, I slowed down to speed up, I released the attachment, I fully let go of Uncle Carlos or my friend Nick or whatever it is, and someone else texted me, someone else Facebooked me, they said, I want to do this, because you're releasing your anxiety, you're releasing your attachment, you're releasing that negative emotion, and it's so powerful. Number two, principle number two, the Zen of prospecting, is you've got to have your priorities straight, okay? So people will sniff out your priorities in a heartbeat, and I alluded to this in the first principle. So if your priority is about getting a new car, moving into a mansion, or anything to do with yourself, personal gain, then you will always face rejection, 9 times out of 10, okay? But if your number one priority, no matter what is going on in your life, is making a difference, then you will face success 9 times out of 10. Okay, and it might not be with the person you're talking to. It might be another person. Because when you pick up the phone, you go on Facebook, and you go out your door and set the intention to make a difference in someone's life, you will receive back 1,000-fold. So one of the things, recently I moved into a new community, and I've been here 5 days. And so I go out running, and every day I pick up a piece of trash, okay? And so it's quite funny because one day it was a huge Heineken can. And I want you to picture me, Susan, running down the street with a huge empty can of beer. Like, how crazy does that look? But I released any attachment to what people thought of me or anything else. And I'm like, I want to make my community a better place. So when I go out for a run, the guy at the guard gate, he knows, he's like got the trash can ready. He's like, hey, Susan, what have you got today? Now, fortunately today, it was an empty Gatorade bottle that someone had tossed away, so I didn't look as crazy as I did when I was running with the Heineken can. But it's that intention. And I know I will have favor and blessings in other areas of my life if I just go out to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be this huge, magnanimous gesture. It could be picking up a piece of trash. It could be holding the door for someone. Those things don't cost you money, right? Some of you I know are in deep financial straits. There's a gal, she was doing her executive run. She was having a lot of desperation, and she decided on Monday morning she was going to go clean her church. And guess what? When she decided that to be selfless, to make a difference, she went executive. Right? And there are many of you who've experienced rank advancement runs, and you put the rank advancements of your team and the U plus two, 50% back when you go consulting, U plus two, them plus two, products paid for at a profit. You did that ahead of your own personal gain, and guess what happened? Guess what happened? Last year at Celebration, I was a 14-star, 12-star. 14-star platinum, 12-star crystal executive. Missy Susan, that is awesome. But I realized I wasn't making a difference in as big a way as I could have. And I set the intention, and Lynn Hagedorn says, executive is where the money is. And I would focus on developing executives, and that's what I have been working on, and really looking at that to say, this is the way I can really help people in this compensation plan. The 10% matching bonus, executive leadership pools. This is how I can help people get their upfront bonuses. That will take care of everything, and wisdom shall be known by its children, right? So you think about when you wake up to serve, you are serving people by sharing the Ice Body Challenge. Do you think Jill Berth, that Craig Coleman, that, you know, any of the Ice Body Challengers, Kellyanne Zander from Team Success, the Grand Champions, how do you think they feel about the person that introduced them and they changed their body? They changed their health because someone decided to serve that person and to share, right? And there are people, I got calls during the recession, people crying because Isagenics had saved their home. If you go out after listening to this and you make a decision to make a difference, that will be so powerful. You will be prospered. You will be favored. You will receive above and beyond blessings like you have no idea. You have no idea. I've been doing the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team for 6 years. Many Crossline members, Alexis Romano was on there for 4 years, secret agent. I know some of you are in Alexis' team on here tonight. Love to everyone in New Jersey and beyond. And you know what? I didn't benefit from that. The corporate didn't pay me for that. Sometimes it was challenging. I might have a child at home. You know, Emery's only 5. You can imagine. I was doing it when I was pregnant. I was doing it when I was nursing. And it was just to serve, to make a difference. And I fully believe 6 years ago, I was a 4 or 5-star Golden Circle when I started that. And today, 16-star Platinum, 17-star Crystal Executive, because I made a decision to get my priorities straight. When you prospect, shine the light on the other person, figure out what it is that you can do to make a difference in their life with Isagenics. And you know what? You're going to change from recruiting a few to recruiting many, because you are going to create a movement, write that down, a movement of people who want to make a difference. Principle number 3 is great people are everywhere. So So, you know, have you ever found yourself thinking, all the good people are gone, this 11-year-old, 12-year-old company, they're all gone, I can't find anyone, right? Or perhaps if I could only recruit a leader, my problems would be solved. Or if I could only recruit the top network marketer from another company, everything would be great. You know, that mindset is going to keep you stuck. As a professional network marketer, when you're prospecting and connecting, you have to repeat this affirmation in your mind, repeat after me, great people are everywhere. Great people are everywhere. Great people are everywhere. Dave MacArthur, he is, an Einstein's millionaire. He was an auto mechanic. He was raising his kids. I believe he has 5 kids. He was raising them on about $30,000 a year. They were living in a dilapidated house, and Dave is just the sweetest man. And I remember Lenny Evans saying to me, you know, someone in my team talked to their auto mechanic. He was drinking all this diet soda. He could barely afford to get started. They took him out to an event, and today he's a millionaire because someone took the time to say in their mind, great people are everywhere. This overweight, broke auto mechanic could be a great person. You see, when someone goes and mines a diamond is dark, it's black, it's usually encompassed in a black ball of coal. But if you take time to break down that coal and really polish that diamond, look what can happen. It's so powerful. Lori Harder was a personal trainer to Holly DeMott, and Holly kept saying, great people are everywhere. Look at Lori now. Mar Lorenzo was my personal training client, Air Canada flight attendant. And I said in my mind, great people are everywhere. And Mar has built an amazing team, huge team. But, you know, she wasn't that diamond she is today back then, right? Laura Mulvihill, my high school friend, 4-star Golden Circle now, had never even sold a Girl Scout cookie. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, when we lived where we were living before, she was just barely a consultant. We moved in down the street. And I was thinking about her today because, you know, I know we tried to move before and it just didn't happen. I know I was planted there for the last 5 years to help her retire and help her begin to live her dreams because I think great people are everywhere. So you want to have, you know, amazing, amazing, amazing intentions as you go out there every single day because there are great people from your past that you'll reconnect with. There are great people you're about to meet in the next 24 hours, and I believe that. I declare that over you. They're doing plumbing in your home. They're changing your oil filter. They're doing your dry cleaning, whatever it is. It's just you have to believe because Napoleon Hill said, whatever you can believe, you can achieve, right? So when you get that mindset, great people are everywhere. You don't prejudge. They show up. Principle number 4 is get to know people at a deep level. You got to find out what's important to people. Don't just assume. Don't assume just because this person is a size 18X that weight is important to them. Don't assume that because their house is falling down that it's money that's important to them. You don't know until you begin to ask. And you want to begin to ask a series of questions, things like, Jane, you know, let me ask you this. If you could design your life right now, what would it look like for you? Or Phil, tell me, you know, in your day, what are your top 3 priorities? Begin to get to know people. It's so important. Take time to listen and then show them how Isagenics can help. I used to run an ad in the Rob Report. And this is back a long time ago before we had fancy websites and everything, I used to movie. And I used to 3-way them in to a 24/7 recording call. And it was about health and it was about wealth. And so afterwards, and they, you know, I'd call, I'd say, Jim, you respond to my ad in the Rob Report. And so I need to know, okay, what has you seeking an additional stream of income today? And Jim would say, what is this about? And I'd say, Jim, I'll tell you in a moment, but what I have to pre-qualify you. And I'd say, Jim, if you qualify for my time, I will take you on to a recorded presentation. And at the end, I'm going to ask you what you like, and this may or may not be for you, right? So it's maintaining control of the conversation, knowing that your job is to be a Sherlock Holmes. Your job is to find out about people. And if you're trying to tell people about Isagenics before you find out about a person, chances are it's not going to go well. Okay? And, you know, share the specific success stories of people who have the same goals. So if I'm talking to someone who has a lot of weight to lose, a woman, I might share Jill Berth, or a man, I might share Craig Coleman. If it's someone who, you know, is on the state where they might lose their home, I'm going to share someone else's story. And then I want you to begin to use words like imagine and what if in context and begin to paint a picture of possibility. So imagine, Mark, being down one belt size 2 weeks from now. Imagine, Sarah, being able to have Isogenics pay your mortgage 90 days from now. Imagine, Jim, firing your boss 1 year from now. And then what if, Kevin, you didn't have to be working two jobs 90 days from now? You could let go of one of those. And what if, Diana, you could hug your husband today, you know, without that belly getting in the way? Diana doesn't have a belly, but I'm just, you know, her name came in my head. So it's just being able to be in that place of painting the picture once you know what is important in that person. Principle number 5 is the more you do, the better you get. So instead of thinking about how many hours you put in, okay, I'm putting in all these hours, Susan, oh my gosh, you want to think about the number of times you connect with someone about Isogenics in a day, right? So it comes down to the number of connections. That is why I write down the names of people that I connect with in a book, and I have 11 years of notebooks with people's names in them. And I can promise you this, that, you know, the more names that you put in the book, the better you're going to get. But I say to, you know, someone's like, Susan, my business isn't growing. I'll say, I'm not the person you tell that to, because I'm going to say, actually, can you take some photos with your phone of your notebook and show me all the names of people that you've actually been connecting with? And so when they can't produce that, then I know that they're not consistent. And I want you to consider that, you know, you may have more names in there than you have sign-ups, but even Magic Johnson missed more three-pointers than he actually sank, okay? Wayne Gretzky, the great hockey player, missed more shots on goal than he actually landed. And Warren Buffett has also lost money in the stock market, but he happened to make more than he lost. And it's the same thing for you. You're not going to have everyone say yes, okay? And you're going to have people who don't call you back and do all those things. But the more names you put in, the more connections you're having, you become better and better and better and better. So I want you to think about this for a second. Let's do the math. So imagine if you committed, Speed of the Leader, Speed of the Pack, to have 3 connecting conversations a day, 5 days a week. It's 25 a week. It's 100 a month. And then you pulled 10 people in on your team and said, this is all we're going to focus on the next 30 days is 3 connections a day. And, you know, it doesn't matter. We're not attached. When you're doing those kinds of numbers, people aren't attached. And you might do a team prize, whoever, you know, actually does the 100 in a month, whatever. That what would happen is that would be 1,000 new connections in a month. And let's say 90% were not ending with an enrollment, you'd have 100 new team members. And then the next month, if you have 20 people committing to do it, you'd have 2,000 connections. And let's say 90% didn't join again, that would be 200 new members. And you can see it comes down to consistency. You see, you don't have to be the best. You don't have to be the sharpest, the slickest, none of that. You have to be your authentic self, but you have to be consistent. And that applies to anything you do in life. It applies to your relationship with your partner. If you're consistent at something, saying I love you, giving them a kiss, whatever, you're going to have a healthy relationship. If you're consistent at forgetting to say I love you, at forgetting to acknowledge them, forgetting the intimacy, your relationship is going to go to pot. If you're consistent with exercise and consistent with your health, you're going to have a good body. Recently, you know, Chris and I had a tremendous amount of upheaval in our lives, but I still got a workout in. I still ate healthy. Okay, you know, that's why I won't ever be a women's 18X again as I once was in my early 20s, because I'm consistent with my new habits. You don't just fall into being an Isogenics millionaire. It's what you're doing consistently. Your results are a result of your consistency. And if you're not writing things down in your notebook, who am I connecting with, who am I following up with, then chances are you're not consistent in your business. Next is that principle number 6 is follow up with intentionality. Follow up with intentionality. So you have to ask yourself, as you're following up, when you make the call, how am I changing this person's life? You have the keys to the kingdom. You really do have the keys to the kingdom. You look at anyone in team success, all of the millionaires, Pam and Kevin Barnum, Mike Dallaire and Robin Bigley, you know, they're now spending all this time with their kids because they, Kevin and Mike retired from the OPP. You saw their story. You know, it's making this difference. Nancy McAllister isn't working as an accountant anymore because guess what? She's, you know, someone was very intentional. Cindy Little was very intentional with her in the follow-up. What can this really do? So before you follow up, be intentional. Look at your notes. If you're not taking notes on your prospects, you're just messing around. So if I'm following up with someone and I say I'm following up with Kevin and I look at my notes in my notebook, not in my spreadsheet, not in some online manager, in my notebook, I look at my notes with Kevin, and I see, okay, Kevin and Diana, they're entrepreneurs, they own Karaoke Star, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm looking at this, and our conversations, and we spoke, and, you know, they really are interested in making money. They're really interested in having Isogenix in the next 90 days, 160 days, pay for their household bills. When I'm following up, I'm intentional, and I'm calling Kevin, and I'm saying, you know, Kevin, I really want to help you get these bills paid with Isogenix. You know, have you had time to look at the information I sent you? And leading with their goal is going to be surprising and it's going to be refreshing because it's about them. It's not about you. We want to use NLP language, okay? So neuro-linguistic programming. And, you know, here are some examples of this. So, Kathy, if not this, then what? You've tried so many diets and nothing has worked for you. If not this, then what? Okay? I've shared with you stories. You've watched Jill Burst's video. You know, Kathy, if not this, then what? If you keep on going the way you're going, Gary, where will you be in 5 years? So, Gary, you've told me your finances are a mess. Your health is in the toilet. And if you keep on going the way you're going, Gary, in the next 5 years, where are you going to be? Next, John. I invite you to join us. This is about inclusion. Write that word down. We are truly making a difference in people's lives, and I want you to imagine going to bed every night knowing that you've helped create change for people in a positive way. Naturally, Jim, you want to be healthier. I know I can help you get there. Don't you finally want to reach your goals? Okay? Next one. Bailey. If you don't make a change, nothing will change. If you don't make a change, nothing will change, right? Telling them that, be honest. And then this is when I'm connecting with network marketers who are coming from another company because their company's imploded or whatever's happening, I say to them, can you truly look people in the eye right now and tell them that they can achieve their goals? And if the answer is no, they've already got one foot out the door, right? So it's just being authentic with people. It's using the languaging. And you have to follow up with people within 12 to 24 hours because if you don't, they're gone. They're gone. And the person who says, follow up with me in 2 weeks, they're disrespecting your time and they're not interested. And you say, great, you know, as great as that is, I'd like to connect with you within 12 to 24 hours because I am putting together an amazing team of 10 people, and this may or may not be for you right now, but I'm doing all of my qualification interviews this week. It's have the sense of urgency. That is part of being intentional, okay? Principle number 7 is you are never alone. Some of you are not recruiting the way you want to or the way you are capable of because you feel you're alone. I don't have anyone to do 3-week calls with, or I, you know, did a submission form to, you know, Jimmy Smith and he didn't do anything. Get over yourself. Okay, you have web resources. You have isogenixhealth.net, isoproduct.com, isomovie.com. You have web resources. You can do 3-week calls. There are people who will do 3-week calls with you. Get yourself in a group on Facebook, whether it's Isobody Accountability Group or once you reach 1-star Golden Circle and above in team success, you get in the CEO group. Get in a group. It doesn't have to be an upline. It could be a crossline. It could be a downline or whatever, but there are people. And you know, when you have questions, put it out there on Facebook. Someone knows, you know, someone does. And when you are very focused on this notion that you're not alone, guess what? You never will be. But if you're focused on the notion that you are alone, you always will be. You always, always will be. And the last principle for this is really about, number 8 is relax. Relax. Jeffrey Combs says you want to have a relaxed intensity. Not intense, not anxiety, relaxed intensity. And so work in 90-minute blocks. 90-minute blocks, that's about the most you can do. And then go for a walk. Get some exercise. Use a reward system for yourself. So when I make my 3 connections, I'm going to give myself 3 points. And when I have 15 points for the week, I'm going to go for a pedicure, a manicure, a massage, whatever it is, right? Make a list, this is my favorite, of 8 things or people you love and read it before you make your calls. And this is going to put you in a loving state. So I actually have a list of the love list. It could be an event. It could be something that when you read this list, your heart is bursting. And when you call someone and you're in that state, you are so, so, so magnetic. It's so powerful. And, you know, knowing this, that you know, and you could listen to a bit of a meditation, doing even, you know, let's say you're not doing 3 a day. Some of you have got to make this work, and you listen to the language, but you tell yourself 50 times a day, I've got to make this work, and you're so anxious and you're so intense and nothing's happening, right? So you've got to control you in your emotional state. So doing things like deep breathing, reading some affirmations, reading your love list, all of those things are going to change your state. And when you change your state, you change what shows up for you. The last thing that I want to share on my heart is the 9th principle is you've got to be willing to be bad enough long enough to get good. Maybe you've come here from another company and man, oh man, you were good. But there was a different level of consciousness there and you're coming here and everyone's happy in the light and you're like, what is going on and why aren't I getting the results I was getting? Okay, you have to understand, you've got to learn new languaging. You've got to unburden yourself from some habits that probably aren't so great and step into that light, step into that different way of being. Maybe you aren't recruiting at all. And so, you know what? You've got to be willing to put yourself out there. I was really bad, but it took me a lot of being willing to be bad enough long enough to get good. When you think of, you know, any skill you've ever learned, you've got to go through that process. And you know, no one, I don't care who, you can talk about Lynn Hagedorn, Jimmy Smith, Alexis Romano, Jay Bennett, no one, myself included, was an overnight success. We went through the process of doing bad 3-way calls, bad follow-up calls, bad prospecting, connecting, all of it to get into the place where suddenly, out of nowhere, it was like bursting on the scene, like, oh my gosh, they're so good, because you didn't see all of the 3-pointers we missed. You didn't see all the shots on goal that we didn't get. And to stop comparing yourself to other people and focus on the space between your ears and that those 2 eyes in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what, I am enough and I can do this and I can invite the easy in as long as I do this in a blissful, loving, relaxed state. The very, very last thing I want to say as we wrap this up for the sake of time is that your results don't have to take a long time. If you're done, as soon as you're done listening to this audio, make a decision right now. Make a decision right now to write the love list, to wake up tomorrow and do some deep breathing, do some clearing. Don't just jump on your phone. Make a decision to work in the 90-minute blocks. Make a decision to take time every single day for gratitude, for the conversations that didn't go well, so you can learn and you can grow. And the faster you do that, the faster the results are going to happen, and it's going to start like a trickle, and then it's going to be like a dam. It's just like, and I just received an email from Sandy Cam that 2 of the students I had at Maxed Out Training in Bali maxed out their centers in 10 months in Australia. And, you know, they came, they had a lot of anxiety, they had a lot of, you know, nervous energy, that kind of stuff, and they learned at that training to be relaxed and to be systemized and to not be so focused on going from A to Z and just go to A to B. And as a result, I'm not saying that was the only reason, but, you know, they're really the Roger Bannisters. And you may be here. You may be so new. You're still shiny and bright. You could max out a center in the next 10 months, too. Or maybe you've been here for a number of years and you haven't rank advanced in a while. You can do that. You can go from where you're at to that next level in the next 30 days if you begin to adopt these principles. So with that, Kevin, I want to turn the call back to you. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for hosting these calls. And I'm going to be here next Monday night talking about prepping for celebration and also your post-celebration plan. So I want everyone to bring your planners, bring your notepads, because it's not just about going to celebration and, you know, bring your flip-flops and all that stuff. I'm going to talk about that. It's setting your plan before you arrive. So, Kevin, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Well, thank you very, very much, and you know what? My wrist is sore. You made me write so much stuff down here. What a great call. Thank you very, very much. And the funny thing is I've heard much of this before, but gosh, it all sounded brand new tonight, Susan, so thank you very, very much.
Well, thanks so much, Kevin, and if you go ahead and go on Facebook and let me know what they're taking away, I would absolutely love that, so thank you.
That would be great, guys. I mean, we do appreciate you all coming here live. As we said early on in the call, if you are not able to listen to this call or if you missed a couple, you're welcome to go back to Personal Power Pod. Larry will have this posted soon, I'm sure, in the next 12 to 14 hours, I'm sure. And get these 8 points are something that are definitely success. So, Susan, thank you very, very much. Look forward to hosting Monday night as we prepare with